HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Year of Plagues, a memoir of 2020 by Fred Degar. This is the author. For Debbie Dalton and our Christopher, Nicholas, and Liliana, lockdown strong no matter how long. I cannot, for the present, express my meanings more clearly. Spinoza. Beware the terror of not producing, beware the urge to justify your decision. Watch out for the kitchen sink and the plumbing and that painting that always needed being done. But remember, the body needs to create too. Beware feeling you're not good enough to deserve it. Beware feeling you're too good to need it. Beware all the hatred you've stored up inside you and the locks on your tender places. Audre Lorde, from Sister Love, The Letters of Audre Lorde and Pat Parker, 1974 to 1989. 1. Out of this time. Good morning, Cancer. How are you? You must have been there that balmy night in Atlanta in the early 90s. At that sports bar, a group of us poets decompressing with quick rounds of drinks and propelled into a state of collective foolhardy bravery, decided, while we faced a long trough of the urinal and watched the small TV screens mounted directly in front of us at eye level, to aim our various streams up at those screens. We had rushed to the bar after a day of all things to do with poetry, from readings and performances to panels and poetics and the future of poetry books in light of the digital revolution. We wanted nothing more to do with poetry that day, though everything about us reeked of our poetry personas, our berets, fedoras, long scarves, pebbles, spectacles, handlebar moustaches, excessive beards, tweeds, corduroy. You get the picture. There was no Ghostbusters crossing of streams as we stood shoulder to shoulder at the urinal. This was strictly parallel play. We blurred the images flickering at us and shared. We were a testament to the power of the body over technology. For as long as we peed, and in our state of blissful inebriation, there would not be any diminishing of this strength. Posers. We were young. We toasted afterward to our experience, already consecrated to mythic memory. In the 3 decades that followed my night at the bar, I took my excretions for granted. If I went out for any length of time, I never wondered about the location of the next public convenience. I could hold it. In fact, if someone polite and considerate asked me if I needed to go, I invariably said nope, without having to think if I needed to relieve myself right then, because I would have to empty at some point soon. All of that was true for me until the fall of 2019. Around October, I began to notice that I had to concentrate to pee. I seemed to be in possession of a shy bladder, even though I stood there in response to an urge that I had to attend to immediately. No more texting with one hand as I directed my stream with the other. No more playing the partial absentee from the job at hand. I strained a little, and the result was a desultory trickle that barely registered against the porcelain. What happened to the comforting noise of my piss, forcibly trained at porcelain or into toilet water? That sound of mounting relief that is the liquid waste equivalent of exhaling. There was synergy that night in Atlanta for all of us at that time, in that place. If synergy teaches anything, it is this, that it holds a plurality of things together for a moment and one moment only before those things disperse into their chaotic patterning of our reality. I heard this anecdote from a drunken poet. He said with glazed eyes and through splattering, beery saliva, that in a certain martial arts movie, the hero runs from a group of ninjas chasing him toward a river. The captain...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?